All right, this is a breaking news update for the evening of Monday, August 23rd. As you know, the FDA earlier today offered so-called full approval for the Pfizer vaccine. I mean, it's not really a vaccine. Obviously, it's a gene therapy intervention. What's astonishing is that the FDA used no new data for this full approval beyond the data they already used for the emergency use authorization. So the quote approval is a fraud, obviously. It was just rushed politically for all the reasons I've talked about in other podcasts on this channel. And it's clear that they're in a big hurry to mass murder as many people as possible. So the game is on. It's a full-blown extermination game, and they're stopping at nothing. They don't care how much fraud they have to commit. They don't care how many people they kill. I mean, they actually want to kill as many as possible. They don't care. All the scientific principles thrown out the window, all precautionary principle, Nuremberg Code, informed consent, patient rights, medical privacy, everything just thrown out the window in this mad dash to mass exterminate everybody. Now, immediately after the FDA made that announcement, then the Pentagon held a press conference, obviously pre-planned, and they said, yep, now we're going to mass vaccinate all the troops. No one is allowed to say no. And then various blue cities and states began to announce mass vaccination mandates for all of their employees and workers. New Jersey announced for all the teachers and principals and school staffers. I mean, even the lunch ladies have to get vaccinated, you know? And then New York City announced all city employees, and New York State announced everybody in the State Board of Education, every teacher, every student, every worker has to be vaccinated. And then cities in California began to announce the same thing. And no doubt similar announcements were made in Oregon and Washington and Hawaii and Colorado, wherever else, Illinois. And it struck me that as all these announcements are coming across, you know, 60,000 city workers in New York City, you know, 70,000 city workers in Los Angeles, it's like reading next year's obituary column, you know, dead, 60,000 New York City workers, you know, dead, 70,000 Los Angeles workers. These cities are killing their own people by design. These cities are going to be ghost towns. And I'm not saying that every single person that takes the vaccine is going to die. That's actually not the case. It might be 10%, it might be 20%, it might be 30. I'm not sure. But those who aren't killed are going to be injured. That's right. A lot of them are going to be injured with neurological injuries. They're going to have disability. A lot of the workers, let's say you take a city that has 70,000 city workers, you might end up with 50,000 injured or dead. How do you run the city if you're losing maybe two-thirds of the people that keep the city running, or three-quarters? How do you run the city? And the answer is you don't. It turns into a zombie death zone, a collapsed city. You can't run it. It doesn't function. And plus, what's also happening today is that these cities have been announcing that their police have to be injected. The firefighters have to be injected. The paramedics, the sheriff's deputies, all the first responders, and of course also the hospital workers, the nurses, the doctors, and so on. So here's the question. Who's going to respond to any kind of an emergency, any kind of an event? Who's going to respond when they're killing the first responders? And who's going to defend the nation when they're killing the soldiers? And, right? I mean, who's going to run New York City when they're killing off the city workers? And when the corporations, all of them, you know, Disney and Walmart and Facebook, and they're killing off all their own workers, how is society going to run? And the answer is, they don't want it to run. They want the collapse. They want the mass death. I'm talking about they, the globalists. This is the plan. This is how they're going to do it. And friends, what I realized today is it's already too late. We're beyond the tipping point. We're beyond it. Society will now collapse like clockwork. This is the end of America as we've known it. This is the end of human civilization as we've known it. I'm not saying that every person dies, but that the very construct of society will not survive this mass death that has been put into place. It's already too late. Too many people have already taken the death shots. And as the spike protein does its damage, and as the mRNA technology takes over their cells, turns their bodies into walking bioweapons factories, there will be mass death over the next 3 years, probably. Vascular damage, neurological damage, autoimmune disorders, cancer, infertility. We're talking truly global mass death on a planetary scale that is now not reversible. Not reversible. Now, I know there are people out there talking about that there may be a way to remove graphene oxide from people's blood. Okay, great. How do you remove the spike protein? You don't. How do you reverse the damage to the vascular system that's already been caused by the spike protein? You can't. There's no way to reverse that kind of vascular damage. At the vascular epithelial cells, there's no known way to reverse it. Nothing that I'm aware of. Nothing that I think... you have to grow new blood vessels. You have to have a baby and start a new being from the baby stage to have healthy vascular, a cardio circulatory system. You can't repair the system that's been damaged and colonized by the spike protein bioweapon. And the globalists know this. They know that they've already collapsed New York City. It's just now a matter of the clock running out. They've already collapsed Los Angeles. They've collapsed San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, and frankly, Washington, D.C. They've collapsed all of these cities. In the very near future, it's already done. It's just going to take time for the dominoes to fall. But it is now irreversible. So, of course, the future makeup of America is going to be entirely different from what it is now. And, I heard, I think, Alex Jones on his show was saying earlier today, he was saying, in a sense, it's good news because we need to just get it over with, and it's Democrats committing total suicide against themselves. He said something very similar to that on his show. And I know he doesn't mean that it's good news that people are dying, because he's tried to save people's, he's tried to stop this. But he also makes a point, which is that if there's going to be a group of insane, suicidal lunatics who are trying to bring this nation down from a larger point of view, if anybody's going to kill themselves off, it might as well be the evil destroyers who are also trying to destroy this nation. I mean, we don't want, healthy, law-abiding, patriotic Christians to commit vaccine suicide, and by and large, they are not. It's the radical leftists who hate America who are killing themselves. So, karma is a bitch. They worship Satan. They've injected themselves with satanic molecules, and they're going to, suffer the karmic consequences of that. Regardless of whatever morals you assign to that, the blue states and the blue cities are gone. They're going to be like zombie post-apocalypse death zones. I mean, it's not going to be instantly. I'm not talking about next month. This is going to happen over the next few years as the die-off accelerates. And because no healthy people are going to move into those areas, when New York kills off its city employees, they may put out help wanted ads, nationwide and say, help wanted, we need city workers to come to New York. And all across the country, people seeing those ads are going to say, you mean New York, the zombie death zone? No, thank you. New York, the city run by criminal lunatics who already killed off half their own people? No, thank you. We're going to stay, in Indiana or wherever people are. We're going to stay in Utah. We're not going to New York City. That's a death zone. So no one's coming to the rescue of New York City or Los Angeles or San Francisco or, any of these cities. They're gone. Democrats destroy everything they touch. Now, this is going to change elections. It's going to change the census. It's going to change the geopolitical makeup of the country. It's going to change everything. If America survives, the Democrats will never win elections again because they've killed off most of their own people. But remember, their plan is for America to not survive. So They don't care that they're killing their own people. That's part of their plan. They think they can bring down America and have it overrun by the communists before the midterm elections. Maybe they're right. I mean, they sure have turned up the acceleration on all this. They're trying to kill off everybody and everything as rapidly as possible. That's clear. Maybe the CCP is planning an invasion of America on Christmas. I don't know. Maybe America's, you know, gone by Thanksgiving with a dollar collapse or something. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. They're not going to kill everybody in the red states. They're not going to take away the guns of the people in the red states. They're not going to rip the soul of America out of the hearts of the true Americans who live in the red states. And we can rebuild. And frankly, we can rebuild truly better and faster without all the suicidal, destructive Democrats standing in the way of real progress. So, you know, if that's what it's going to take, then so be it. We will rebuild America. We will restore the Republic with or without the Democrats. If they want to commit mass suicide, some kind of vaccine Jim Jones cult Kool-Aid drinking exercise, you know, guess what? Go for it. Take yourselves out. We're going to rebuild America with or without you. Because we are the real Americans, and you were never Americans. You were the traitors who hated this nation. We are the patriots who love America. And we will restore it, one way or another. It may look different, may not have the same GDP, that's for sure. You know, cities are going to be gutted, but we're going to restore the spirit of America one way or another. So stay with me. I'm working on this just as you are. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Follow my channel on Brighteon.com, and I've got a show on Brighteon.tv with many other hosts who have a similar message for America. Follow our work, and you can join us in victory as we defeat evil and restore our nation. Thanks for listening. Take care.